Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Beis. We are holding on daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We're right in the middle of a discussion. We are at Amar Rava. Last word on the line is Amar. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Alina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alah Shalom. It's also sponsored by the virtual Halacha program, a program designed to enable you to master Halacha Be'iun with Shiurim given by Rav Ami Merzel Shlita under the guidance of Rav Avigdor Nevensal Shlita. Sunday, which is today, I guess, the program is going to begin Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida. I don't have the website here, but I'm sure if you Google virtual halacha, you'll find more information. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is going to be entirely about the comment that Reish Lakish made in yesterday's daf. So just to maybe refresh our memory a little bit, we had a Mishnah that had said that if a person is mefagel bekometz velo belavona, or belavona velo bekometz, he has a machsheves pigel by either the kometz or the levona, by one or the other. So Rav Meir said, that's enough to make it piggle. The question is, why is that enough to make it piggle? So the simple explanation would have been that Rav Meir holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that you don't have to have a machsheves piggle through and through. A machsheves piggle, even b'chatzi matir, would be enough to determine that the carbon is piggle. However, Reish Lakish wanted to be mechadesh, that no, that is not the basis of Rav Meir. The basis of Rav Meir's shita is that kol osa al das rishona hu osa, that when you start something off with a machsheves pigel, we presume that that machsheves pigel carries you through even when you're not explicitly saying that you intend to do things chutz l'zmano going forward. So we had tried to bring a raya to Reish Lakish yesterday. We tried to reject that raya, so we're going to continue that discussion, and pretty much that discussion of whether we pass like Reish Lakish, meaning whether Reish Lakish's understanding of Rav Meir is correct or not, is the topic of today's daf. Along the way, we're also going to talk about that once you have a machsheves pigel, the Gemara is going to raise the question, how can you ever have, meaning one of the rules of pigel is that karav amatik mitzvaso, that everything else has to be done right. Well, the second half of machsheves pigel, one thing is for sure, that carbon is going to be puzzle. So isn't all the rest of that dam now just puzzle? So it's like being zorek mayim, it's not even like being zorek dam. So how could pigel ever work? It's never karav amatik mitzvaso, because everything else that you do is already puzzle. So the Gemara is going to discuss that issue. It's going to give two explanations of that. The Gemara is also going to discuss along the way very briefly how many matnos dam are there on the par of Soyer and Soyer of Yom HaKippurim. There seem to be different numbers floating around the Batei Medrash and Chazal, 43, 47, 48. How many matnos dam in total are there, and how do we account for the discrepancies in the numbers that were floated about? And then the last piece before the Mishnah, Namib Beis, is going to be one final kasha on Reish Lakish's understanding of Rav Meir from a braisa that indicates that Rav Meir actually holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and not Reish Lakish's version of Rav Meir that it's about kola osa al das rishona who osa. So now the Gemara, we're up to Amar Rava. So we said that what we're working on now is the raya that we had brought where we had a brisa that said, or a mishnah, I'm not sure what it was. Yeah, that a mishnah, our mishnah that said that imnasan kulan kitikna va'acha shalo kitikna pas. So if it sounds like if you do matnos dam kitiknan with the right kind of machshava, and then acha shalo kitikna, and then one without the right kind of machshava, one with the machshava's pigel, it's pasul vein bo kares. That is not pigel, that's only pasul, you're not chayev kares. So we wanted to make a diuk from there, that if we're in the reverse order, if you started with the machshava's pigel, and then continued without a machshava's pigel, that would in fact be pigel. And we said, oh, that must be going like Rabbi Meir, and why is it that starting with machsheves pigel, we assume that it in fact will be pigel, whereas if you start without a machsheves pigel and then switch into a machsheves pigel, it's not pigel? Must be because kala osa al das rishona hu osa. That was the raya that Reish Lakish understood Rabbi Meir correctly. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, no, that's not true. That Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Meir, and you misunderstood when it said if you do kulon kitiknan va'acha shalo kitiknan, kitiknan doesn't mean that you did it properly. Ketiknon means that you did it with absolute piggle intentions. Ketiknon means you made it really glatt piggle. You made it very, very strongly piggle. That's what ketiknon means. And therefore, the Mishnah's going like the Rabbanan, that you start with a machsheves piggle, with a real, real machsheves piggle, and then you do the rest without a machsheves piggle. That's not going to be piggle, according to the Rabbanan. Because you need piggle through and through in order for it to be piggle. That's how Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak understood that Mishnah. So the Gemara said, but that doesn't fit because it says achas ketiknan and achas shalo ketikna. You mean to tell me shalo ketikna means that you did it right? That shalo ketikna means that you did it without a machsheves piggle? The word to say ketikna means yes, machsheves piggle, fine, a chiddush enough. But to say shalo ketikna means that you did everything perfectly? That can't be. So must be that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's explanation is incorrect, and therefore we're back to assuming that our mission is going like Rabbi Meir, and that Reish Lakish understood Rabbi Meir correctly, that it's all Al Das Rishonu Hu Oseh. So says the Gemara, this is where we're holding right in the middle of this conversation. Amar Rava, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak might be correct that really when it says Kitikna, it means Kitikna for piggle, that you mamish had a machsheves piggle, and our Mishnah is following the Rabbanan. And when the Mishnah says shalo kitikna, it doesn't mean that you did it right. In a chinami, shalo kitikna can't mean that you continued the avodah sadam 100% correctly. So amarava, my shalo kitikna chutz mekomo. You know what shalo kitikna means? It means you had a machsheva, but it wasn't a machsheves piggle, nor was it a machsheves kasher. It was a machsheves psul. It was a machsheva to eat the korban chutz mekomo. And Rav Ashi Amar, along the same lines, Shalo Lishmo. Or maybe Shalo Ketikna means you had a machshava of Shalo Lishma. You had a machshava to do this matana l'shem ol or l'shem asham, even though it's a chatas. And so that's a machshava that would passel by a chatas, by a pesach and a chatas. Shalo Lishmo passels. So you had a different machshavas psul. So the Mishnah is telling me that if you do the first few matanos dam ketiknan, meaning you had a machshavas pigle, and then at the end you did a matnas dam shalo ketikna, meaning you had a machsheves chutz l'mekomo or shalo l'shmo. Since you didn't have, since you weren't consistent in having only machsheves shalo l'zmano, that won't be piggle. Piggle is only when all of the matnas dam are done with a machsheva shalo b'zmano. And this is the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Meir. So you have no raya from this Mishnah what Rabbi Meir would hold if you about mefagdin b'chad. The whole Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Meir. The whole Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, well, since the Mishnah is talking about a case where you do the original matanos with the machsheves pigul, and then you switch to a different machsheves psul, a machsheva chutz mekomo, a machsheva shalo l'shma, mechal d'chilo avla chutz mekomo shalo l'shma mechayiv. But shouldn't that therefore tell you that if you continued with the other matanos dam without a machsheves psul, with a kasher of machshava, that taka would become piggle and you'd be chayiv kares? Meaning, even the way you're touching up the Mishnah right now, so you're telling me that the Mishnah says you start the first matnas dam with a machshava's piggle, and then the next matnas dam you do with a machshava shalol l'shmo, a machshava chutz l'mekomo. Okay, so that's not piggle. That's only going to be puzzle. But the implication is that had the subsequent matnas dam been regular matnas dam without a machshava's psul, that a taka would be piggle. And who says that? Who would possibly hold that? That's got to be Rabbi Meir, because the chamold, it's only piggle if you have machsheves piggle through and through. So the only one that would hold that starting with the machsheves piggle and ending with regular machsheves would be good enough would be Rabbi Meir. And why is that the case? Because Al Das Rishon, who else that we assume that the original machsheves piggle carries through the subsequent avodos. So answers the Gemara, no. I did tana resha piggle v'chayev and lav kares. Once the resha tells us that if you do the first machsheva chutz l'zmana and the next machsheva was chutz l'mekoma, that it's that it's piggle and yichayev kares, and we're being mechadesh that since the second matana is not ma'akev, meaning in the resha where we're talking about the on the mizbeach hachitzon where only one of the matnas dam matters, so we said that if you do the first matnas dam chutz l'zmana, that's it. That's the whole matir, and therefore that's piggle. So tananami seifa. So the seifa where it talks about the mizbeach Mizbeach HaPnimi, where all of the matanos are ma'akev, it says pasul ve'ein bo kares. It tells us that if you do the later matanos of dam chutz l'mekomo or shalol l'shmo, that's going to be pasul. Even though in achinami, even if you did it without any machshava at all, it's pasul ve'ein bo kares. Meaning can't be medayek that from the fact that it says that if on the Mizbeach HaPnimi I did the first matanos dam chutz l'shmano and the second matanos dam shalol l'shma, that it's going to be pasul. So you can't be medayek. Oh, had I done the second matanos dam, second, third, and fourth matanos dam with no machshava at all, then it's going to be pigle. No, it would likewise be pasul. It's just using that example because that was the example we were already using in the Reisha of the Mishnah. So at the end of the day, Reish Lakish was mechadish within Rabbi Meir that if you're mefagil b'matir echad, that it's pigle. But because we assume that aldas rishonahu osed, that in the second part of the matir, even though you didn't say anything, you didn't have any machsheves pigle, it's riding on the coattails of the original machsheves pigle. Reish Lakish thought he had a raya from our Mishnah. Other Amoraim are not convinced he had a raya from our Mishnah, because other Amoraim think that our Mishnah is not going lefi shitas Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's try to bring another raya, whether Reish Lakish is correct in his understanding of Rabbi Meir or not. So Meisvei, they ask on Reish Lakish from the following brisa, that the brisa tells us that it's good enough to have a machshava at the time of the original matnas dam in order to be mefagel the korban in all the korbanos chutz, at least in all the korbanos that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. Right, we said the fundamental difference between the mizbeach chitzon and mizbeach hapnimi is that which is brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. According to Beis Hillel, only one matnas dam is ma'akev, so there's only one matnas dam that matters. The rest are add-ons. The rest are extra. Right, whereas on the mizbeach hapnimi, every single one is ma'akev. So b'medvar, when it comes to the Mizbeach Chitzon, when do we say that just having a machsheves pigle with the first matnas dam is mefagel the carbon? That's been done many times on the Mizbeach Chitzon. That's only when it comes to the dam that's on the Mizbeach Chitzon, because that's where only the first matnas dam matters. Avol done many times on the Mizbeach Pnimi. But when it comes to the dam that's placed on the Mizbeach Pnimi, and then the Bryce is just going to throw in a number over here. Kigon arboim u'shalosh shal yom ha-kippurim, like the 43 matnas dam that you do with the par and the seir of Yom Kippur, va'acharasar shel par kohen Mashiach, or the 11 matnas dam that you need to do with the par kohen Mashiach, right, with the par of the kohen gadol who doesn't have aveira, so he doesn't bring a kisva or a seira, he brings a par, and there are 11 different matnas dam that he's got to do with that blood, va'acharasar shel par umdavar shel tzibur, or the 11 matnas dam that you do with the par umdavar shel tzibur. So pigel bein barishona, bein b'shniya u'bein b'shlishis. The kohen is going to be mefagel the korban when he has a machshava chutzis mano, whether it be at the first matnas dam, which is in the kodesh hakodashim, or whether it be in the second matnas dam, which is on the paroches, or in the third set of matnas dam, which is on the mizbeach hazahav, which is on the mizbeach hapnimi. So whichever set of matnas dam he has machshavas pigel in, it's going to be mefagel the korban. Rabbi Meir Omer, it's going to passel the carbon. All these matnas dam, if he's pigel barishona, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishis, if he has a machshava chutzos mano, either in the first set of matnas dam, or in the second set of matnas dam, or in the third set of matnas dam, what is the halacha? Rabbi Meir Omer, pigel v'chayam lov kareis, that's enough to be mefagel. So Rabbi Meir says, having machshava's pigel, either on the first set of matnas dam, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the second set of matnas dam, which is on the parochas in the Heichal, or the third set of matnas dam, which is on the mizbeach hazav, any one of those is enough to be mefagel the whole korban. The Chum Omrim ein bo kareis hashem fagel b'chal matir. And the Chum say, no, it's only going to be pigel if you have machsheves pigel through and through the first, second, and third set of matnas dam, because ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So the Chachamim we understand very, very clearly ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. What is the sheet of Rabbi Meir? So katani mia, it says pigel Bein Barishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis, Upalig. Rameir seems to say that it's going to become Pigel, whether you had only a Machshavas Pigel in the first Matnas Dam. Okay, that makes sense to me, because Kala Osa, Al Das Rishona Hu Osa, that in the first set of Matnas Dam you have a Machshavas Pigel, and all the subsequent sets of Matnas Dam right on the coattails of the first one. Okay, that's exactly what Reish Lakish said. That would be great. But how's Reish Lakish going to explain why having a Machshavas Pigel in the second Matnas Dam, or just in the third Matnas Dam, is going to make the whole thing Pigel? Al Das Rishona, the first one was Lishma, the first one was right, the first one was good. So it can't be based on Al Das Rishona Uosa. Why on earth would Rameir say it's Pigel? Elamai Rameir Masold, Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, that Reish Lakish misunderstood Rabbi Meir, that Rameir was not based on Kalos Al Das Rishona Uosa, rather he holds Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. So says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, no, it's not a raya against Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Baravin Hachab Mayaskinon Kigon Shapigel B'Shchita Dechad Matiru. The case of the Brisa is that after he did the first Matnas Dam, or maybe even after he did the first and the second Matnas Dam, the dam poured out, the dam spilled out, and they had to bring another par, and they shechted, the Kohen Gadol shechts it, yeah, with the intention of, you know, picking up where he left off, of making up whatever Matnas Dam he missed with the first par, because all the blood spilled out. And we're talking about that he was mefagel with the shechita of that second par. So the shechita of that par is a full avoda, it's a full matir, and that's why it's pigel. So when we say that he was pigel, bein barishona, bein bishnia, Bein Bishlisha said it's going to be Pigel, it does not mean that he had a proper Machshava with the first Matnas Dam and then a Machshava Chutzlis Manu with the second Matnas Dam. It's not what it means. It means he did the first Matnas Dam with the proper Machshava, then all the rest of the Dam spilled out. He can't do a second Matnas Dam. He needs new Dam. What does he do? He then shechts another par to pick up where he left off. When he shechts that other par, during the Shechita, he has a Machshava of Chutzlis Manu by shechting that other par. That's Mefagel the Korban. So, frankly, Gemara Ihachi, if we're not talking about that he's Mefagel with the Nesina, with the second Nesina's Dam, we're talking about that he's Mefagel by the Shechita of the second par, well, then my time is the Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan think that that's not Pigel? Meaning, if you're Mefagel during the Shechita, Shechita's an Avodah Shleima, so that should for sure be Mefagel. So, says Gemara, Amarava, Man Chachamim, you know who the Chachamim are over here? It's not the general Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, it's specifically the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that an avoda b'chatzi matir is not an avoda until you complete the avoda. What's Rabbi Eliezer's unique shita? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah later on in this Masechta that hakomet v'alavona v'aktores uminchas kohanim uminchas kohen mashiach uminchas nesachim. If you have any of these karbanos mincha or ketores that have to be burnt, shehikriv me'achas me'en kezayis b'chutz. If you bring a kezayis of any of these outside of the azara, chayiv. You're chayiv for being malo kachim b'chutz. Even though you didn't bring the whole thing, you brought a kezayis of any of these, chutz yazara, you're chayiv for being malo kachim b'chutz. V'Rabbi Eliezer poter, achi yakriv es kulan. And Rabbi Eliezer paters for this akrava until you're makriv the entire thing b'chutz. That the chayiv halal b'chutz is only if you're malo the entire kometz, the entire levona, the entire ketores, the entire mincha outside of the Azara. A kezayis alone is not enough, because this haktara that you're doing is a matir, and you're only chayiv if you for bachutz if you bring the entire matir bachutz. So what does Rabbi Eliezer have to do with our discussion? So just like Rabbi Eliezer holds over there when it comes to halal bachutz, so that you need the entire thing in order to be chayiv, so too he holds. But legabe pigel, that you need to be mefagel in the entire matir. So even a pigel of a shechita of a par for the sake of Nesina's Dam, if it's not for the sake of all of the Nesina's Dam, that's not going to be pigel. Meaning, again, what was our case over here? You shechted a par for whatever, for the par kohen meshuach, the par davar, whatever it is. You shechted the par kohen meshuach, right, the kohen gadol. So he shechts a par, and he's got to do three separate sets of Nesina's Dam with the blood of this par. He did one of them, and then all the rest of the blood spilled out. He lost the rest of it. So now he needs to shecht another par to secure more blood. Why? What does he need that blood for? For the second and third set of Nesina's Dam. So all the blood he's going to get from this par is not going to cover all of his Matnas Dam. It's only for sets two two and three. Says Rabbi Eliezer, that's not it. So machshava during such a shechita is not going to be mefagel, because that shechita is only matir the rest of the nesinos dam. It's not matir all of the nesinos dam, and that's why it's not going to be mefagel. So that's the chachamim that we're talking about over here. That's the shechita of the chachamim. So ask the Gemara, how can you say that Rabbi Eliezer is one that holds that you can't be mefagel by a shechita of a par that's only for some of the matnas dam, for only the second and third matnas dam, or only the third matnas dam, even though it's a matir shalim, because at the end of the day, this matnas dam required multiple shechitos, and therefore it's really only a chatzi matir. This shechita is only really a chatzi matir. Does Rabbi Eliezer really hold that way? V'amar Rava moda Rabbi Eliezer b'damim, but didn't Rava say that Rabbi Eliezer's moda that if you do some of the dam b'chutz, that you're going to be chayiv? And we don't say that that the dam is considered a chatzi matir, since they're all ma'akev mibifnim. And Rava brings a raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds this way. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah Maseches Yoma that talks about dam that you put that you already did some of the nesinas dam bifnim, and then in between the various sprinklings of dam, it all spilled out. So let's say you only did three out of the eight that you're supposed to do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Tanakhama holds, bring another par, shecht it, and start again, because you didn't do your kapara properly. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, mi makom shapasak mishamu maskil. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say, no, bring another par, shecht it again, and start from where you left off. So if you had three matnos dam, so start with number four. And it turns out that every matana is independently viable. So you're chayev b'chutz even on mitzas damim. So if we learn the dinim of pigul from the dinim of halav b'chutz, that whatever is considered a full avoda and your chayev halav b'chutz is also going to be pigul. And if it's not considered a full avoda, you're not chayev halav b'chutz, because it's only a chatzi matir. So even with nesina achas, the korban should be mispagel, because you're chayiv b'chutz even on a matana achas, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And hu adin, the korban should be able to be mispagel even with the matana achas. So if you brought, if you brought the par, you did one of the matnos dam, all the rest of the blood spilled out, and then you shecht the par with the matanas pigel to do matnos dam number two and three, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that should be enough to be mifagel. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yitzchak Baravin's explanation was incorrect. We're not talking about a case where you're having a machsheves pigul on the second shechita. Again, what was the whole, what are we trying to explain over here? We're trying to explain where we had said that bein barishona, bein bishnia, bein bishlishis. That if you have a machsheves pigul, whether it be on the first set of matnas dam, or whether it be on the second, or whether it be on the third, Rameir holds that that's pigul. So he said, what does that mean? If you have a machsheves pigul, bein b'shnia, only on the second set of matnas dam, Rameir holds that's pigul? That can't be al das rishona, who holds it's b'shnia, it's not rishona. So the explanation for Rameir must be that we're mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So then we teached up and said, no, you misunderstood what bein b'shnia meant. Bein b'shnia didn't mean that you had a machsheves pigul during the matnas dam. It meant you had a machsheves pigul when you're shechting a car to make up for the matnas dam that you missed because the previous dam spilled out. So that explanation we're now rejecting. We're now pushing aside that explanation. It is about matnas dam. It's not about shechting a korban to make up for spilled matnas dam. That Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says the Brisa is not talking about three different cases that either you had a machsheves pigul b'rishona, or you had a machsheves pigul b'shnia, or you had a machsheves pigul b'shlishis. Go shapigal b'rishona. Vishasak bishnia, v'chazur pigul b'shlishes. It's talking about one korban. It's talking about the par kohen mashuach, right? The par of the kohen gadol, and he needs three sets of matnas dam. During the first set of matnas dam, he has a machsheves pigul. During the second set of matnas dam, he does not. And during the third, he viter has a machsheves pigul. And that's what Reb Meir says, it's all pigul. That's what Reb Meir says, the whole thing's going to be pigul. But wait, don't you need pigul through and through? Yeah, but al das rishona huosa. He started with a machsheves pigul, and therefore, even number two, the second set of matnas dam didn't have a machsheves pigul. It rides on the coattails of the first machsheves. So then, why does he have to mention that in the third one you have a machsheves pigul, even if the third one you didn't do it also riding the coattails? I might have thought that makes things worse. That if he's really relying on his original machshava, well then why bother having machshava's pigul by the third one? Meaning if his real intention is to have the machshava at the beginning and allow that machshava to carry him through all the various matnas dam, why would he go ahead and have another machshava's pigul? Keep in mind, machshava means dibur. It means that he says that he intends on doing this chutzlis mano. So why would he have another machshava's pigul on the third one? It must be that he's trying to, maybe one could suggest that by doing that, he's indicating to us that his shtika during the second one should be understood as a machshava that's lishma, as a machshava that's not pigul, that's for tochzman. So kamash malan, that's why the Bryce has to tell me that that's not so. That the fact that he has machshava's pigul at the end is not megala on number two. Right, so the machshava's pigul at the beginning does indeed carry him through, and that carbon is going to be pigul. That's how to explain this line of bein barishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis. So again, so far we had this is our third explanation of that line. The first explanation of that line was any one of them, any one of these matnos tam, if you have a machshavas pigul, that's enough to be mefagel the karban, right? That's how the Gemara initially understood. Then the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin said, no, it's not. It doesn't mean any one of the matnos tam. When we say ben b'shnia, it means when you do a shchita of a new karban to make up for the dam that you weren't able to be nosin b'shnia b'shlishes because the blood of the first karban was all spilled out. So that's where a machshavas pigul is going to be mefagel. And now the third explanation is no, it's all about the matnas dam, but it's all one case. Bein barishon, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis means you had a machshavas pigul with matnas dam number one, not with matnas dam number two, and yes with matnas dam number three, and that's enough to be mefagel the karban. So maskar Ravashi says that doesn't make any sense. Midi shasa katani. It's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said that he has a machshavas pigul bein barishon, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis. It doesn't say that he was shasak b'shnia, that he didn't have a machshavas pigul in the second matnas dam. Salam Ravashi, another explanation. We're not talking about three different cases where he's mefagel either the first or the second. It's all one case, but the case is kagon shepigel barishona ubashnia ubashlishis. It's we had a machshavas pigul, not bein barishona bein b'shnia bein b'shlishis, in the sense that either the first or the second or the third, nor that it was the first and then he was shoseik in the second, because bein b'shnia certainly doesn't sound like he's shoseik in the second. So what does it mean? It's one case, and he had a machshavas pigul through and through. He had a machshavas pigul by the first matnas dam, second matnas dam, and third matnas dam. So of course it's going to be pigul. No, because there are four matnas dam. So ma'u detei. If he's really relying on Al Das Rishona, why does he need to continue to have Machshavas Pigul by number one, two, and three? Because after all, you still have a fourth Matnas Dam where he didn't have a Machshavas Pigul. That's the Matan Dam on the Tiaro Shel Mizbeach. So I would have thought that that's not Al Das Rishona. So Kamash Mulan, and that's why he's coming to tell me that it is Al Das Rishona. That just like if you have a Machshavas Pigul with number one, we assume two, three, and four ride on the coattails of it. So too, if you have a Machshavas Pigul by one, two, and three, number four rides on the coattails. Meaning you might have thought not so, because you might have thought if one is good enough, why are you saying it again by Matnas Dam number two and Matnas Dam number three? It must be because you're not relying on that original Machshavas Pigul. So Kamash Malan, yes, you are. V'habein bein katani, frekli gemara, but wait, how can you say it's one case? It says bein barishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlis. How can you say that it means that he has a machshavas pigul by the rishona and the shnia and the shlishes? Bein means either this or that. It doesn't mean gamze v'gamze. So it says more kasha. Yeah, that's a little bit difficult. So in the end of the day, we don't have a clear raya one way or the other whether Rabbi Meir, whether Reish Lakish is correct in his understanding of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara just raises a general question now. So Amar Mar, we had said in the Braisa that in the case where you're mefagel on some of the matnas dam that go into the Heichal and Kodesh Kedashim, Rameir Omer pigel v'chayav anilav kares. So Rameir says it's pigel and you chayav kares. So michti, Doesn't something only become pigul when it's karav hamatir k'mitzvaso, when all the matirim are done properly? Damar mar kartzaz kasher, kachartzaz pasul. Just like it says yeirotzeh by a carbon kasher, it says lo yeirotzeh when it comes to pigul. So we darshin ma hartzaz kasher atchir kruv kol matirav. Just like a carbon is only kasher when you're makruv kol matirav, when you do everything properly, sa af hartzaz pasul. So too, in order to make something pigul, it has to be atchir kruv kol matirav. That the only disqualifying feature of this carbon was your machsheves pigul, but that everything else was in order. There's no other machsheves psul. There's no other problem with the karban. But how does that work? But in the case where you are mefagel only in part of the karban, so yan machsheves pigul, so psula. So right away it becomes pasul. So kimandelo adidami. It's as if you never sprinkled the dam. So kiyadur madi, when you then go and sprinkle some of the dam behechal in the hechal, so mayim bialmuhu deka adi. So that's it's pasul. It's mayim bialma. It's not really dam anymore because the carbon was already pasul and the dam is not kashal uzrika. So how can you ever have karav kalamatir kemitzvaso? Truth is, this is not just a kasha on Rabbi Meir and mefalgun bechatzi matina. This is a kasha on the whole concept of pigul, right? If you have a machsheves pigul at any of the earlier avodos, how could it ever work? How can you ever have karav hamatir k'mitzvaso? So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Rabba, mishkachasla barba parum barba si'irim. We could find a way to be mefagel b'chatzi matir, where we're not going to say the rest of the dam is mayim bi'alma, in a case where you're maza midama par and midama sa'ir. Let's say you do ben abadim of the on Yom Kippur, ben abadim of the aron, and then the whatever leftover dam you had for the subsequent hazaos got spilled out. It spilled out. So you bring another parin sa'ir and you shech them and you mazah the dam on the paroches. And then after matnas dam number two, all of that dam spilled out. So then you have to bring another parin sa'ir and you shech it to put the dam on the karnos mizbeach hapanimi. And after you finish that, that dam spilled out. And then you bring another parin sa'ir and you shech it and you mazah from that dam of the original azos that you need on tiro shel mizbeach hapanimi on the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So since the matanos of each of the four locations where you need to do matanos of the Dam Par and Dam Sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim are from different karbanos, if you have a machsheves pigul by a matana of one of those mekomos, you don't say that the rest of the Dam is Mayim Bialma, because the rest of the Dam is from a different animal. So the rest of the Dam is actually going to be kasher. So it turns out, according to Rabbah, Gevaldik HaChiddush, that if you only had one part, if you weren't so clumsy and you didn't keep spilling out all the dam, right? If you had only the dam of the original par and the original sayer, you know, the way it's supposed to be, where you use that same dam to do all of the four matanos dam, and you have a machsheves pigul in only the matanos of one of the places, it's not pigul. It's not pigul, because you never have karav hamatir k'mitzvaso. It's going to be considered pasul, but it's not going to be considered pigul. That is Rabbah. Rabbah amar afilu tem parech v'sarechen. Rabbah says, no. It's even with par echad and sa'ir echad, even if you weren't so clumsy, you didn't keep spilling out the dam, it was one par, it was one sa'ir, the pigulo meratze, that we say, just like if you have machsheves pigul b'shchita, the zrika is considered to be karav hamatir k'mitzvaso. But what do you mean? I already had a machsheves pigul by the shchita, so aren't I being zorek mayim b'yalma? No, we say that had you not had that machsheves pigul, this is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So too, within the various rikos dam, we say the same thing. Had I not had a machsheves pigul when I did the matnos dam that I'm supposed to do, ben abadim, so then the subsequent matnos dam are being done exactly the way they should. Eino chinami, it's already pasul, so it is like mayim bialma, but the point is, karav hamatir k'mitzvaso means what it would be had it not been that you already had a machsheves pigul. What you should be doing, or should have been doing, had it not been that you had a machsheves pigul. That's what karav hamatir k'mitzvaso means. So now the Gemara makes just a quick parenthetical point. We had mentioned that the parvisor Yom HaKippurim, we just sort of mentioned at the very beginning of the daf, that the 43 matnas dam of the parvisor Yom HaKippurim, we just threw out a number. So Arbaim v'shalosh, is it really 43 matnas dam for the parvisor Yom HaKippurim? V'atanya Arbaim v'sheva. There's a brisa that says, it's not 43, 43, it's 47 matnos dam. So says Gemara, ha-kamandi yamar ma'arvin l'kranos, va-kamandi yamar ein ma'arvin l'kranos. There's a machlokas, do we mix the dam apar and dam asayir together before we put them on the four kranos of the Mizbeach HaKtores? If you do mix them together, then you only have a total of four matnos dam that are necessary in order to get both the dam apar and the dam asayir on all four kranos. It only takes four matnos dam. But if you don't mix them together, then if you need to get both the dam apar and dam asayir on the four kranos of Mizbeach, it's going to take eight matnos dam to do that. It's going to be a discrepancy of four. So that's why you have 43 and 47. The numbers are off by four. So says Mar, okay, but there's a third number out there. Vatanya arba'im u'shmona. But there's another price that says there's 48 matnos dam between all the various matnos dam you're supposed to do with the dam apar and dam asayir and Yom Kippur. So says Gemara, ha kamandi yamar shirayim ma'akvin. This third braisa assumes that the shirayim, pouring the shiarei adam on the yisod mizbeach, is ma'akiv the korban. That if you don't do it on the yisod, if you don't pour out the shirayim of the dam in the mizbeach hachitzon, the korban's going to be pasul, and therefore that counts as one of the matnos dam. It's not only what you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and on the Proches and in the Heichal, it's even pouring out the shirayim on the mizbeach hachitzon that's ma'akiv, so that counts. And hakamandi amar, but whereas when we said 47, or for that matter 43, we're assuming ein shirayim ma'akvin. We're assuming that the shirayim are not ma'akiv the carbon. So really there are four possibilities, right? You could have said 43, 44, 47, 48, right? Because if you hold that you mix the dam apar and dam asar before putting on the kranos of mizbeach, and you hold the shirayim or ma'akev, there could have been a brisa that said 44. That would have worked as well. Okay, so now the Gemara takes one final stab at this chiddush of Reish Lakish, again, that the whole daf was about. That Reish Lakish says, when Rav Meir holds that if you're mefagel on part of the matnos dam, that's enough to be mefagel the whole karban, it's not because mefaglin b'chatzi matir. No, it's because kola osa al das rishonu osa. That's how Reish Lakish wanted to say. So they challenge Reish Lakish from another brisa, talks about karbanos mincha, that the brisa says that if you have machsheves pigul by the avodas mincha, so the karban becomes pigul. So he said, b'med var mamurim, when do we say that it's going to be pigul? B'kmitza, b'matan kli, u'bihiluch. Those are the avodas that you do with just the komets of the mincha. You don't do a kmitza on the levona of the mincha. The levona is pushed aside before you take the kmitza. You don't do a kmitza, you don't do a matan kli on the levona of the mincha. That's just on the kmitza, and the hiluch is also just the kmitza. Aval bala lahaktara. But if you come to be maktir the mincha, which is done that when you're maktir, you burn some of the levona as well. You don't only burn the flour, you don't only burn the komets, you burn the levona as well. So nasan es hakomets b'machshava. Nasan over here means maktir. If you're maktir the komets with the machshava of chutz l'zmano, meaning a pasul machshava, a pigul kind of machshava, ves halavona b'shtika, but you're maktir the levona b'shtika without any pasul machshava. Or the reverse, that you do the komets b'shtika and the levona with the machshavas chutzas mano. Rameir says either one is enough to make it pigle. If you have a machshavas chutzas mano either on the komets or on the levona, it's going to be pigle yichayev karis. And the chamim, we know what the chamim hold. The chamim are going to say no, it's only pigle if you have a machshavas pigle on all of it, on both the komets and the levona. Okay, but we want to drill down on Shitas Rebbe Meir over here. Katani Mia, it says in the Braisa, es hakomets b'shtikov es halavona b'machshava. That sounds like you first were maktir the komets with all the right intentions, and then you were maktir the levona with the machshava of chutzas mano. And Upalug, and Rameir still says that's pigul. Now, if the basis of Rameir is kola osal das rishonu osa, in this case, you started out good. The das rishona was good. So why is it going to be pigul? You need pigul b'kalamatir. Why is it going to be pigul? Elamai, Reish Lakish must have misunderstood Rabbi Meir. Rameir holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir. It's got nothing to do with kolos al das rishona. So answers the Gemara for Reish Lakish. No, Ema. Maybe when the Brisa says that you're nosin as a kometz b'shtika, it means kevar nosan es halavona b'machshava. That you had that when you, we say that you put the kometz b'shtika and then the levona b'machshava's chutzes mano, it means you did the kometz b'shtika when you have already done the levona chutzes mano, the machshava chutzes mano. Meaning in that we reverse the order that the levona came first, and that's what it was. That's what it was about. So ask the Gemara. Well, chada. First of all, then there's no chiddush whatsoever, because that's exactly the same din as the resha. Meaning, if you do the first one with the machshava of chutzes mana and the next one with shtika, so it's al das rishonu o, so the thing's going to become pigle. Well, what are you telling me? Va'od hatanya va'acharkach. First of all, and second of all, it says in the brisa, in another brisa, maybe not this brisa, but there's another brisa that says, nosin es hakometz b'shtika va'acharkach nosin es halavona b'machshava. Go explain that one, right? That can't mean that you've already been nosing the levona b'machshavas chutzos mano. No, it means that the machshavas chutzos mano comes second. That first you started with shtika. So you see, it's mefurash that a komet, that when the first thing is brought b'shtika and the next thing is brought with machshavas chutzos mano, Rav Meir still going to say pigle. He's not going to say al das rishono. He's not. Why is he still going to say pigle? Because mefaglin b'chatzi matir so kasha. So that in fact is a kasha on Reish Lakish. Okay, Bezushim, tomorrow we'll pick up with the new Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis.